The Frank Thomas Sawmill has quite a family history. Charles Thomas's father, Frank Thomas, and Charles's grandfather started the Frank Thomas Sawmill during the Great Depression. The mill is still going strong today and is run by Charles, his brother Frank Thomas Jr., and one employee. The mill began as an attempt to bring in extra income during the winter months, while Frank's father and grandfather operated a dairy farm. As time went on, the sawmill became the primary source of income and the farm a secondary source. During the early years of the business, Charles' father rented a portable mill from a local farmer and set the mill up on stumps in the woods and sawed where logging took place with horses. Since then, and especially during the past 25 years, the business has undergone many changes and upgrades, including a new sawmill building, installing an automatic slab saw, and switching from a hand-operated Frick sawmill carriage to a new Montgomery air-operated sawmill carriage. Charles buys his timber locally and has logs brought in on self-loading logging trucks. He also receives logs from local tree trimmers. Previously, timber was purchased within a 15 to 20 mile radius from local landowners. Charles and his father would log for a number of days or weeks at a time to supply the sawmill with the right length, diameter, and species of trees that would be used to fill the orders in the business's books, and also keeping a good supply of logs at the mill for last-minute orders by customers. They would log a forest over a period of years, and this was a big advantage in that you could keep a fresh log supply to the mill and keep the log supply at the mill from spoiling or rotting due to heat in the summertime. Plenty of timber was acquired with this method, and it lasted a while before having to log again. Oak and poplar are the main logs sawn, along with a good bit of white pine. Charles is concerned about the quality of oak and says, "It isn't like it used to be. The wood is of lower quality and has more knots." He adds that good, quality wood can be found, it just takes longer. Green lumber is sold on a daily basis, and custom milling is provided as well. Logs are brought to the mill by local farmers, home hobbyists, and woodworkers who want to make a special project from their own trees. About 40% of business is custom sawing, with some people bringing lumber in to be sawn and taking it home to dry, while others have it sawn and leave it at the mill to be kiln-dried. Charles uses a Montgomery mill and Cornell automatic slab saw. He also has a unique planer. It is a World War II-era 30-inch Oliver that he bought 20 years ago out of a shipyard in Baltimore, Maryland. It was actually a Navy planer that was used to plane boards for ship deck repairs. Charles recently bought a 5-head winding molder and dust collection system from a shop in Vermont. He uses the molder to produce tongue and groove flooring, surfacing lumber on four sides, and is considered producing crown molding and other types of molding due to the current economic situation. Charles kiln dries oak, pine, poplar, walnut, and cherry, and is very particular about it. He makes sure his customers know that the drying process can take up to 6 months and that they should plan accordingly. Nice flat boards air dry for a minimum of 90 days, and some of his lumber sits for a year. Air drying helps reduce the time the lumber spends in the kiln, about 4 to 6 weeks, and also helps reduce energy costs. The sawdust is sold as well as slabs for firewood, so the only waste is the screech of the blade, as his father and grandfather would say. Charles does not grade his lumber, and his take on grading is, if there aren't any knots, it's clear, and if there are knots, work around them. His customer base includes mostly local homeowners, construction companies, and county, state, and federal government agencies, although he has sent lumber from the Baltimore port that has made its way indirectly to the Philippines, South Pacific, and even Egypt. Currently, Charles does not have any plans for further upgrades or growth at this time.